Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You want to listen to The Rock wherever you are? I know you want that flexibility. Well, you got it with Radio.com. Got a computer? Yep, you know where to go, Radio.com. Got a smartphone? Get the Radio.com app. Got a smart speaker? Just tell it to play KISW. And how about if you're at home and you go, man, I got a nice stereo system for my TV. Well, get on your Xfinity, pick up that remote and say Radio.com. And then just go find KISW and there we are. It is awesome. Oh, yeah. Where you want to go? We are there. We're just with you. Radio.com. That's how you get it.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Ooh.
B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to be. I'm sorry, what?
Thursday!
It is Friday, Junior.
Yeah!
I got a little bit of a traffic jam here by the... slow traffic by the convention center. I'm not used to seeing cars moving on these roads. It's the people getting more back to something.
Nature is healing. Cars are coming back.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Traffic is returning to Seattle.
I don't know if people would agree that nature would be healing if the cars are coming back. I think that's easy. But anyway.
No, a lot of people decided not to drive until nature healed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Aaron in Bonnie Lake. Aaron, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
We don't know just yet, but we'll find out once nature fully heals.
Yeah, all right, perfect.
Exactly.
All right, get out of here. For those playing at home, Aaron will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Aaron, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
In A Good Day to Die Hard, what Frank Sinatra song with a city name was sung by the Russian taxi cab driver?
New York?
No.
Pat.
How many yards is the penalty in the NFL for a fair catch interference? Aaron?
10?
No.
5?
No.
15?
Yes. What are the 3 colors of the Jamaican flag?
Red, yellow, green?
No.
Red, green, and black.
Yes. What war ended in 1945?
World War II.
Yes. The TV show This Is Us airs on which major network?
ABC, NBC, CBS?
NBC, yes. Plano, Waco, and Lubbock are all cities in what U.S. state?
Texas.
Yes. What year of the late 80s did the first Die Hard movie come out?
Whoops.
87, 88, 89.
88, yes. Josh Hutcherson played which role in the Hunger Games franchise?
I don't know.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Did he say red for the Jamaica flag?
Yes. And it was wrong.
Okay. I thought he said it and he got it right. That's
yeah.
Not
no.
Right.
He
yeah,
said,
I could have sworn you said he was right about that.
He said the second guess was, didn't he say black, yellow, and green?
No, he said red, yellow, and green.
Oh. Are you sure it wasn't the first one?
I mean...
I don't know. I can't remember, to be honest.
It just felt wrong. I was like, wait, but do I Vicky, not know the flag?
Vicky was listening. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, maybe we'll just give Aaron that one. Look too deeply into that one.
I think we should, because I think question number one was very convoluted. I understand. You know, it was a long way to get to the question. I think he was confused. I hope Steve gets confused, too.
All right, then.
Yeah. I know you're trying to give a clue, but I think those extra words to give a clue made that really a confusing situation. Fault you, because I like when you try to give clues, so...
All right.
There you go. So it's sort of like, hey, you're all right for trying to do the right thing.
All right.
There you go.
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
All right.
In A Good Day to Die Hard, what Frank Sinatra song with a city name was sung by the Russian taxi cab driver?
Chicago.
No.
New York.
No.
New York.
What?
New York, New York.
Yes. How many yards is the penalty in the NFL for a fair catch interference?
Ooh, I'm going to go 10.
No.
5.
No.
20.
No.
Oh.
69.
No. What are the three colors of the Jamaican flag?
It is yellow, black, and green.
Yes. What war ended in 1945?
That would be World War One.
No.
World War Two.
Yes. The TV show This Is Us airs on which major network?
I don't know. NBC.
Yes. Plano, Waco, and Lubbock are all
Texas.
Cities in... Yes. What year of the late 80s did the first Die Hard movie come out?
88.
Yes. Josh Hutcherson plays which role in the Hunger Games franchise?
Daenerys.
No.
Denali.
No.
Tavares.
No. What Greek city hosted the 2004 Olympic Games?
Athens.
Yes. In 2019, the Bills celebrated which anniversary of being in the NFL?
50.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win! 8-6 or 5. I'm not too sure, but...
Sorry about that, Aaron.
Yeah, sorry, Aaron.
No,
take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, you might have gotten an extra one because I might have misheard him.
Uh-oh.
But...
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah.
He lost anyway. Champ
so
today.
Good job, Steve.
That's right.
Thank you.
So I have to tell you, the guy that made my Bob Marley shirt, remember the one I used to wear that at Bob Marley? It was the red, green, yellow shirt?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They were wrong then, because
why?
I thought they were putting the Jamaican colors in there, but if it's red, green, black, if it's red, black, yellow, what's the colors of the flag?
Black, green, and yellow.
Yeah, I had red, green, and yellow in that shirt as a color.
That's the Rastafarian flag, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's, I always thought that was the Jamaican color. It's just a Rasta. So what is Rastafarian? Is that a...
It's a religion.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, and they have their own colors. Oh,
yeah,
all right.
I guess. I don't know about that, but I know that it is a religion, yes.
Interesting. I had no idea that it was a religion. I thought that was the Jamaican flag. Well, I've learned something new today.
Oh, look at that. Steve?
Oh.
I didn't know that there were 20-yard penalties in the NFL.
Look at Rev like he knows the NFL.
Well,
you don't know the NFL.
I know some of the rules, and I'm not aware that there's a 20-yard penalty.
Hell if I know.
Well,
are you saying that 15 is the maximum?
I thought so. I thought 15.
Oh, yeah. Someone says, when is there ever a 20-yard penalty in football, you ding-dong?
Wow, so Rev
I wasn't
going to
put it that way.
Yeah. How about Rev just shamed you in a sport he knows nothing
shaming,
about?
I'm not shaming. I'm not 100% sure. I'm just asking questions.
Oh, really? That question didn't have tone? Please.
I'll be honest. I don't care.
There you go.
There we go.
That's the spirit.
If me not knowing the exact number of yards is going to get someone's panties up in a bunch, that's on them, not
but
on me.
But if it were about hockey, oh, he'd be pissed.
No, I wouldn't.
No, how many I thought you were a hockey guy. Like, you weren't proud of what you know. No, you don't care about that either.
Mad at somebody if they screw up the number of minutes or in a certain
count. I'd be mad at myself if it was baseball.
Oh, it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, see, because I consider myself a guy that knows baseball.
Sports.
I don't know.
Sports.
Oh, yeah.
It's entertainment for me.
No, I would,
It's not like how I'm paying my bills. Now, if I was a professional football player and I
you
didn't
know
that, then I should be embarrassed.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, actually.
I laugh like I couldn't be a long snapper.
You could be a medium snapper. You could be an okay snapper, maybe.
The other one you missed, Josh Hutcherson played which role in the Hunger Games franchise?
I think he knows this.
Daenerys. That's all I know.
That's
PETA.
Not even,
PETA!
Yeah, he played PETA, and that is not the same franchise. You're thinking Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well, you still won, so congratulations with the 8 correct.
Yeah. Guess what, caller number 8? you are getting something. We don't know what it is, but once corona craziness dies down, we're going to figure it all out, and we'll get back to you. But congratulations, call number eight, 206-421-ROCK, 206-421-ROCK. All right, we got science, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. As I've told you before, and I will keep hammering this home, behavioral science has the answers to everything, and I'm not being facetious. If you really, really want to know how to fix something in the world, behavioral science is the answer. It's probably the greatest creation of humankind. And these scientists have discovered that there actually is some truth to the concept of comfort eating. And boy, I am a comfort eater. So I've known this just because of my own therapeutic work. But yeah, it is a huge thing.
We don't need scientists to tell us that.
Science!
I mean, sheesh. If I'm having a rough day, give me food and I'm in a better... My wife knows that. Like, if things are just really, like, I'm just not feeling it, she's like, do you want to get Chinese food tonight? And I'm just like, whoop! In. Let's go. And I'm in a way better mood.
That's why I think that it's great that people can see that and understand that, because everybody is an emotional eater. And those are people who eat when they're sad, because they preferred the taste of food and had a larger appetite when they were feeling negative emotions. And I have to tell you, man, I was always a skinny kid, and I was probably in 150s, 160s, you know, for most of my teen life,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a frame of 5'10". You know, I was always a rail, could eat what I want. I was emotionally eating for a long time, not knowing that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the body says, guess what, buddy? You're no longer a teenager. And I ballooned up to 230 pounds emotionally eating, because that's just how I coped.
Well, you were conditioned that you could eat all that and it wouldn't put a pound on you. I remember that up until like my mid-20s. Like I could have McDonald's 5 times a day and it would do nothing. Like I was stuck at 170. And then one day it was just like, whoop, hello, stomach.
Yeah. Well, and Steve, you should be commended, and
I think
it's well. I
don't know
and,
what about.
Well, here's why, because stupid phone.
It's the phone's fault. Yeah.
The reason is that you should be commended because not everybody has a larger appetite response and a stronger appetite response to food as emotional eaters do, because that is your way of self-soothing. There are people that when they get stressed and they've got problems, mm-hmm. they immediately get physical, and it works for them. And so because our society is all about health, and, you know, this is why you've got to be really a lot nicer to people who are overweight and heavy. And we see a lot of people critical of that. And it's like, yeah, you know what? Your thing isn't that. You don't have that strong appetite response that emotional eaters do. It doesn't hit you the same way. You have something else that your body says, here's what we need to do to feel better. Whereas emotional eaters, their body says, yeah, take more food in. You really need, you're hungry right now.
No, my wife though, will crack up sometimes. It made me laugh recently. I was like, we had like Chinese food one night, and I still was like in a whatever, not the best mood the next day. And she's just like, look, we can't afford to eat out every night. I'm sorry. And I'm like, no. I'm not trying to get another good meal out of this. Like, I get it. Like, we gotta be cool. But
well, yeah, you got that thing in your brain.
I was kind of like, man, I could eat. Well, honestly, good, bad mood. I'm up for Chinese food no matter what.
Oh, Chinese food, dude? Yeah.
Can we talk about comfort food for a second, though?
Yes. That's what this whole thing's about. Comfort food, comfort eating. What you got?
We need to talk to our friend, the Reverend Enfuego, who was inspired by yesterday's conversation of awesome hole-in-the-wall breakfast spots. And we had all the rockaholics chiming in with these great spots for us to check out, so much so that Vicky made a blog at KSW.com. And Rev followed the advice of somebody that said, hey, if you're in Tacoma, go to the Homestead.
Yes. Like, I had never actually been to the Homestead before, and I felt that was a disservice once I saw the menu.
Well, because you're the man about town.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And Vicky was talking about how she wanted waffles. I realized I wanted chicken and waffles. And what does the Homestead have? Fried chicken and a Belgian waffle. Oh, it is so good. I had it for lunch and also dinner because it was so massive.
Dude, I'm looking at this. That thing takes up the entire, like, to-go box. But what's even more insane, if you look at the Rev's Instagram page, you could see this. He has a giant cinnamon roll.
Oh, it was
wow. It looks like it's the size of Vicky's head.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, and it was amazing. It was so good.
So you ate it all?
Yes. Oh. Absolutely. Sorry, I didn't bring any.
Yeah, I know, Steve. It looks like there's plenty for all of us there.
Well, there was plenty for my wife and I to have it over the course of the entire day.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, Steve, you know, a lot of us bring stuff in.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
When have you brought anything in?
Well, I have my children bring stuff in.
Jeez. When have they brought anything in?
Well, speaking of which, Joe actually brought in deep dish pizza that for us all to have today that he made.
What?
All right, he's redeemed.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that was true. That happened?
Yeah, it's in the refrigerator right now.
Whoa! Are you kidding?
No.
I've never been more tempted to give another man a lap dance than I am right now.
Thank you, Joe.
What a great surprise. This is news to me. I didn't know about this.
Well, Rev, you're off the hook.
Nice.
No, he's not off the hook. He's off actually the hook. More hooked.
There's pizza here. He shouldn't get any. Don't you think?
Shouldn't he be deprived?
He's off the hook. I don't care anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
You got deep dish pizza?
Yeah.
Today is a good day.
I say that one person in the show doesn't get deep dish pizza with his attitude. He's had enough food, hasn't he?
How many calories do you think this one cinnamon roll is?
I mean, it takes up the entire to-go box.
Well,
it's got its own to-go box.
Comfort food, man. Steve, I'm not looking into those numbers.
Let's not look at that, because he had two meals of that. So
no, and he spread it out.
No, but that's still one day.
Yeah, but it was two of them.
Okay, but let's be honest. You know his wife, if anything, had 25% of that. That might be the maximum.
I'm cutting him some slack.
We're not worrying about how much she may or may not have had.
I know your wife. I know you because you are me, and I would have eaten 75% of it.
He probably got a good 20 to 40 steps going to the bathroom at some point. So, I mean, it's fine.
Oh, he does get a workout going to the bathroom. I will tell you that.
And how?
Look, I'm not trying to make you feel bad for eating. I'm just genuinely curious, like, what do you think the caloric number? Like,
I don't even want to know.
2,000 calories in just that one thing.
Oh, well, with the size of Vicky's head,
yeah.
Oh my God, I would say
it's
even
like
4,000. Oh yeah, it's got to be 4,000 at least. I mean, that's insane.
It won't stop me from eating it.
It's all carbs and sugar right there.
Well, I mean,
and
happiness.
Yeah, I'll let you know that right afterwards. I took a nap.
Oh, I would say
I hope so.
I mean, that's Thanksgiving dinner nap right there. I mean, you're just done. Wow. Well, again, and that's the other beautiful thing. You get to take a nap and relax. I mean, that's why the whole comfort eating is awesome. And the Homestead, apparently, Rev gives it two thumbs up for comfort eating.
Oh, absolutely.
One texture says, OM goodness, the Homestead is amazing.
Yeah. Okay, I got to get there sometime. There's so many great places around here.
Really, you need to find it. The Rev can tell you where it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's right over there.
I mean, the good news about where they say if you're going to finally get into whatever phase two, where they say just drive around your area if you want to go anywhere, just travel only in your area. That's my area, right? Pierce County? Does
sure.
that count? Okay.
Yeah. Washington.
Woo! I'm going to go travel. Why would a man drink a liter of lemon juice in under 17 seconds? Oh, I'm going to tell you why at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We got a dude from Idaho. His name is David Rush. And he's a senior product manager at a tech company. But David, well, he moonlights as kind of a professional Guinness World Record breaker. And I would say professional should be in his name because he holds 149 Guinness
Damn.
World Records. So, yeah, he's... for his latest achievement, what he had to do is David drank a liter of 100% lemon juice. A liter. So that's, we know what a 2-liter bottle is. He drank half a 2-liter bottle of lemon juice through a straw in under 17.12 seconds.
Wow. That's just like that straight up strong lemon juice. We're not talking like lemonade.
Yeah, I think it's just that, the little thing that comes, a little lemon ball thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They sell them in bigger containers than that too, but.
Oh man, it's already making like my whole face pucker up.
The previous record to beat was 17.12 seconds. So not only do you have to drink this half a, it's a liter you have to drink, you then have to do it in like that quick time.
Why? I mean, how did that even, I always get along inside the mind of people who break world records. I know we have our buddy, Joel Strasser.
Oh, right.
The beards, he has put ridiculous amount of things in his beard. It's like, how do you realize that something hasn't been done and you're the first to make the record. And then someone has to then decide, I would like to drink a whole bunch of lemon juice. I should check and see if it's a world record. Oh, it is. And it's 17 seconds. I got to break that now.
Yeah, he said he drank a full liter of water twice to prepare for this record-breaking situation. And Guinness didn't specify how long the lemon juice had to stay in his stomach. But David Rush said he felt obligated to keep it all down. And here's the audio of him breaking the lemon juice record.
Opening the bottle.
Breaking the seal.
The seal is going to come off right now.
Here
we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Well, he's powering down. He really, really is. And he's using a straw to do it. And he's just basically at his kitchen counter doing this.
I might actually make it through this without throwing up. Excited is not the right word. I don't like food records, by the way. I like to juggle. I like to run. I like to challenge myself. I can't. I need to eat the water.
He did it in 16.53 seconds.
That's amazing. And he has done other stuff. He says he does all this to encourage students to pursue science, technology, engineering, and math. That's why he does all these records.
Oh, it seems like he's asking students to pursue doing stupid stuff.
He's got a book coming out. He's got a book coming out called Breaking Records, 21 Lessons from 21 World Record Attempts. And like he said, you heard him say he doesn't like doing food stuff because he does juggling. He's got the fastest and slowest juggling time, even the longest time balancing a chainsaw on his chin. Okay, this guy is definitely intense.
Dude, I like that someone asked him, though, what's the difference between drinking a liter of lemon juice as opposed to like drinking the liter of water, because he did both of those relatively next, you know, soon after one, he did the other. He says the difference between a half a liter of liquid being added to the stomach in seconds and a liter of any kind. He says it felt like it was a difference between his 4-year-old son punching him in the stomach or Manny Pacquiao punching me in the stomach.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Whoa. Damn, dude, that's just... You know what? I'm sorry. I just... It sounds like a bad idea to me to do this, record or not.
You look at him when he does the video and it's out there. As soon as he sucks it down, he has that look on his face like, that was a terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a man drank a liter of lemon juice in under 17 seconds. Based on this, we simply want to know, when did you do something and then instantly think, oh, that was a bad idea? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When did you do something and instantly think that was a bad idea? We got your calls. We got your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So there's a guy, 149 Guinness World Records that he's got, and he drank a liter of lemon juice in under 17 seconds. Yeah, I just don't think that's a good idea. So based on this, we want to know, when did you do something and then instantly think, oh, that was a bad idea? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Mallory in Oak Harbor. Hello. Mallory, you are on The Rock.
Hi.
Hi, Mallory. Have not heard your name since the old school TV show.
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Thank you. Yes. Right.
Mallory Mallory Keaton. She wasn't a P.
That's right. Alex was the P. Yeah. Yeah. I know you probably heard that a lot in your life. I don't know. But that's the last time I've heard Mallory.
Yeah, I used to be a server, and I'd be like, hi, my name's Mallory. And then every time I wait a couple seconds, and they're like, oh, like from, I'm like, yep, Family Ties. That's it.
Well, I see that. You know what, Mallory? I'm glad that I really helped you relive just the fun of being a server.
Well, she had a cool boyfriend, wasn't it, Nick? That Scott Ballantyne.
Oh, jeez. You remember that? I forgot all about him.
Yeah. Nick and Mallory, baby.
Nick and Mallory.
Whatever happened to him? Never mind. Sorry. I instantly regret asking that question.
I do, too, actually. Mallory, how about you, man? When was the one that you said, okay, I did this, and now I'm like, wow, this is a bad idea.
So we were going out to eat, and we always talk about how we like hot stuff, my husband and I, and our friend. We were at this place in Whidbey Island called Luigi's that did a dumb idea wing challenge, the one where you have to sign a waiver and all that. We were like, okay, yeah, sure, we'll call your bluff. So the rules are you can't touch your face, you can't wipe anything, you can't drink anything, you have to eat 6 of these wings.
Right.
We're like, oh, how bad can it be? So they brought him out, And the sauce wasn't even a sauce. It was more like a paste. There was so much spice in it. It was like grainy.
Oh, yeah.
So I got down four of them, and then I wanted to touch my face because all the water was coming out of all the orifices. And I just wanted to wipe my face, and I got yelled at. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm good. I'm done. So it was fine for about an hour. And then we were sitting at home watching a movie. My husband was upstairs, and I got up, and I don't know if it's just the food sloshed down into my stomach, but I was immediately brought to my knees, and I just screamed upstairs, babe, I need you to go to the store and go get Tums now.
Oh, damn.
So it was like somebody was straight stabbing me in the abdomen, so he went to go get Tums. And he said he was waiting in line, and he had only eaten two, but his stomach's a little less ironclad than mine. Mm-hmm. And he said as he was in the checkout line, it hit him, and he started ripping open the Tums bag and eating them in line.
Oh, man, dude. What a beating.
Yeah, it was terrible. It lasted for about a day and a half. Anytime you drank water, it would resurge the oil, or anytime you stood up, we would be in a dead sleep and just wake up to one of us screaming. And we were like, oh, no, it's okay. You'll be fine in like 5 minutes.
You know, if I was at the store and the person behind me in line was just like chugging Tums, I'd be like, you could go ahead of me, sir. Clearly you need to get out of this store.
Yeah, you're right. Because we don't know what's going to happen next, and we don't need that to happen near me.
Right. He's not eating it just for funsies. You know that.
Oh, man, dude. Well, that will definitely make me not want to go on Hot Wings for any reason. Not that they'd ever have me, but I will definitely not go.
Oh, the Hot Ones show, you mean?
The Hot Ones. Yeah, I won't do it.
Somebody says, I once chugged one of those large Costco-sized bottles of the Kikkoman soy sauce in front of a group of friends that dared me.
Oh.
I ended up in the ER with sodium poisoning that night.
I would imagine. I was just going to say, the sodium in that must have been insane.
Oh, my. Because when I was a kid, my parents thought I was weird. Like, whenever we get Chinese food, I would always grab all the packets of soy sauce and just drink them. Like, I'd break open a little packet and just drink it. And that was like my favorite part of Chinese food when I was a child.
That is weird. What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's nuts. How are you? Well, thank gosh they didn't give you a bunch of those packets where you could have gotten sodium poisoning.
Well, no, I mean, that's like 6 or 7 packets is not very much compared to a giant bottle of soy sauce.
Oh, that's just too
salty. But still to this day, like, if I like fill up like whatever with the soy sauce packet, I will still like suck out the rest.
Oh, so you know, that's at least better than sucking out the whole packet.
Right, but when I was a kid, I would do the whole packet.
But then again, you're putting pretty much the whole packet on when you think about it. You're putting it on your food and then sucking out the rest, so you are kind of doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, congratulations, you know.
Never regretted it, though.
Oh, yeah, never regretted it. Let's go to Harper, who's in San Diego. Harper, you are on The Rock, and are you listening to us on radio.com out there in San Diego?
Yeah, dude, I'm on the app on my phone. I'm walking the beach right now, you know.
Oh, nice.
Tough life.
Sorry, guys.
Beach are you at, my friend? Because I know.
It's missing, though. It feels like Seattle again.
Oh, man. Are you? Hey, listen, if you go by the world famous, say hello to it. I don't know if you're on Pack Beach or whatever, but
Yeah.
Oh, the world famous has got the greatest.
Oh, hold the phone.
Okay.
I mean, that's how we talk to each other when the mics are off, but you can't.
I just told him not to say hi to Danny, and he did anyway. I mean,
what's up, man?
What if like Steve Garvey just walked by, and that's like, you know?
Oh, that's how he talks to Steve Garvey.
Yeah, I was about to ask him if he's ever met Steve Garvey.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we take a chance on Harper? Do we have Rev tell him? You know, the
rules
again?
I told him the second time.
Okay, all right.
What are the odds? Harper, what are the odds that like someone that you know just happened to walk by at that moment?
It's a small town, man.
Yeah.
Who was that you called an a-hole?
One of my buddies, man. He's working construction across the street.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got a buddy like that, by the way. You know,
I respect that you talk to your
eyeball.
Yeah. But Mike, here's my question. How's your other buddy, S-Head, doing? Is he okay?
He's all right.
Okay, good. That's good.
What about the old F-er there?
M-F-er. Is M-F-er doing all
right?
Yeah. Wait, C-S-er is probably one of his best friends.
Your friend A-hole only has one eye?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what happened?
He's cool, though. I don't, actually. I never asked the story. I just let it go.
Okay.
He's a couple grades ahead of us, and I let it go. When I moved to Tacoma, like, came back, he had one eye, and I kind of, it's always been a joke, but I never asked. I just said, all right, cool, man. And he jokes about it more than the rest of us.
So, does he eye patch it, or does he have a glass eye?
No. He's just no. He's going raw.
Oh, he's just socket man. Whoa.
He doesn't care.
Wow. That is
it's
trippy.
It's still in there. It's still in there. It's just not working.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that would be kind of weird if like he had his eye open and there's nothing in there.
Just, it looks weird, you know? It looks like
he should be happy that the nickname you give him is the one you gave him as opposed to anything about his eye. I think that's pretty cool.
One-eyed Willie or something?
You guys didn't hear what he called me. So.
I call him Snake Plissken. I call him something that would be at least one-eye related. It's a Cyclops something. All right. Well,
yeah, it is like that, but I don't want to say the word.
Oh, okay, good. Oh,
I'm not trying to get kicked off again. Yeah.
So, what is something that you did that you instantly thought that was a bad idea?
Okay, so when I was still living in Tacoma, I got out of the military, stationed at Fort Lewis, and I'd always come back to San Diego to visit every year. And I got out of the military, got into school, so I was still living up there, but I was out of the military. So I come down here to visit, and it's on like a Tuesday or something, and everyone's at work, and I'm out at night at the bar, and I'm just like, man, everyone's at work, sucks, like, I'm annoyed, no one wants to come out and party with me, you know, I'm in town. So I go to my buddy's bar, and he's working the bar, some guy sits up next to me, he's like, hey man, what's up, where are you from? I'm like, well, I'm from here, but I live in Tacoma. And he's like, oh man, they have legal weed there, right after we legalize it. He's like, oh, they have legal weed up there. Is that your drug of choice? And I was like, not really. I don't really smoke weed, but, you know, I like, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but it's an hallucinogen that you drop with liquid, you know?
Oh, acid.
That thing.
Oh, you're an acid man. Cool. Wow.
So I was like, yeah, I like acid, man. Acid's awesome.
Really?
Like, oh. And I said that thinking he wasn't going to, he's just going to leave me alone. But he's like, oh, well, I happen to have some. I'm like,
of course he does.
You know what, dude? You know what? Screw this, man. Like, I'm down here. No one wants to party with me. Can I have some of your acid, man? He's like, yeah, dude, I got you, man. And he's like, all right, let's go to this corner over here. Walks me to the corner of the bar. And my buddy's like looking at me from behind. He's barking. He's staring at me like, ah, oh, dude, bad idea. I'm like, whatever. So this guy, what I thought was a couple drops, dropped a couple drops on my tongue. I'm like, all right, cool, man. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to party, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, long story short, end of the night goes. I go downstairs. There's like a little club thing in the bar. And the lights and all that crap was like too much for me. I'm like, dude, I got to get out of here. I got to get fresh air. So I walk down to the beach, which is like a block away. So I go to the beach and I'm like, holy crap. All right, this feels better. The waves are good, whatever. And then all these guys that hang out at the pier, they're like usually kind of tweakers, you know, like bad stuff. And I'm talking to these guys. I'm like, whatever. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm a little crazy, I think. And these guys are like, hey, man, you're on some other stuff, dude. We're out of here. So they start walking away, and I get mad, like, angry. I'm like, how did I out-tweak tweakers? How dare you walk away from me? How dare you? And I'm freaking out. So I start walking down the beach. I'm, like, going through all this crazy stuff in my head, and then blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
next thing I know, I wake up in a hospital bed. I'm looking around, and I stare straight ahead, and I see a calendar on the wall, and it's 3 days later.
Oh!
It's a Friday. And I'm like, what the heck?
Whoa.
No way, no way, no way, no way. So I call the lady, the nurse, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, hey, hold on. Let me get the doctor, whatever, whatever. She goes, get the doctor. The doctor comes back. She's like, hey, the cops have a hold on you. You're not out to leave. I was like, no way. I'm getting out of here. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. And I'm like, well, why would they have a hold on me? They're like, I don't know. You probably did something or whatever, whatever. And I'm just like, what the heck? Give me my clothes. She's like, your clothes are over there. So I got my clothes. I go in the little bathroom. My clothes are soaking wet. And I'm like, oh, man, maybe it's the water from the beach.
What did
like,
Harper, just because we're trying to... Harper, just because we are going to make this long story short, what did you do?
The acid. I should not have by myself. It was horrible.
No, but what did you do that the cops had a hold on you?
Right? No, I never found out. But when I looked in the mirror, my face was scraped up. I had no idea. I got out of there. I called a cab. I got back to my buddy's house. They were staying at. He's like, dude, we called all the cop stations. We looked everywhere for you. I'm like, I was in the hospital. Didn't call a hospital. He's like, well, we figured you'd be arrested or something. Like, no, dude. I was in a hospital.
Oh, man. Harper likes to party.
Harper, here's what I would like to say. I want to end this conversation with thank you for your service to our country.
Oh, my goodness. What a night. I don't like weed. I like acid. All right, here's some acid.
Who says
my drug of choice is acid.
Well, I mean.
I mean, who says that? I mean, yeah, we all maybe one time you go, let's try it out, let's see what's up. That's my drug of choice? Okay. Harper's the man.
Mad at tweakers.
I feel like, honestly.
Lost out on 3 days of his life.
I'm going to say this right now. I would like to just say to all the military commanders, if we have any problems anywhere around the world, we just send Harper. We don't have to send anybody else. We just send Harper.
So this is, I don't know the show, but Vicky, you can attest if it's true or not. Harper sounds like a real life Rick from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, just a lot less burping, but very much so, yes.
That's pretty wild.
Harper likes the party, man.
Yeah, I have to say, you know what? If he was a little bit more scientific, he would be Rick. Yeah, you're right about that. Man. Well, we got one of the most popular sitcoms of all time. You know this, The Office. Almost had one of the stars of that show turn into a killer. I'll tell you about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.